Listening to ABC Radio National Breakfast, Fran Kelly with you on this Monday morning, the 14th of March, and James Carlton joins us now with some news headlines.
Good morning, Fran. Japan's Prime Minister Naoto Kan says with Friday's earthquake, tsunami, and now growing nuclear crisis, his country is experiencing its greatest hardship since World War II. International help is beginning to arrive. 75 Australian search and rescue officers and two dog handlers are on their way to Japan to help for the search of victims. Some other international news. The United States, the State Department chief spokesman PJ Crowley has abruptly resigned days after he criticised as stupid the handling of WikiLeaks suspect Bradley Manning. In the Middle East, Israel has approved the construction of hundreds of homes for Jewish settlers in the occupied West Bank. And Australian domestic politics, the latest Nielsen opinion poll showing Julia Gillard trailing Kevin Rudd as preferred Labor leader, Labor's primary vote just 33%. Also, police say they've caught two Sydney men with more than $2.5 million in their suitcases at Central Railway Station in Sydney. Officers arrested the pair on the Indian Pacific train from Perth on Saturday. That's the headlines, Fran.
Thanks very much, James. It's 28 to 8 on Radio National Breakfast. And as I mentioned, we'll be crossing to Sendai in a moment, and we'll be joined by Federal Attorney General Robert McClellan too to talk about the Australian search and rescue teams on the way, and also the fate of the many thousands of Australians who are in Japan.